పరమ కరుణ పౌండ్రిజన గురుచంద్ర పరమ కరుణ పౌండ్రిజన గురుచంద్ర పరమ కరుణ పౌండ్రిజన గురుచంద్ర పరమ కరుణ పౌండ్రిజన గురుచంద్ర స్వభావతార సారుషిరమణి కేవలానంద కంద శిరమణి కేవలానంద కంద సదావతారుషిరమణి కేవలానంద కంద సదావతారుషిరమణి కేవలానంద కంద భజో భజో చైతన్యమిత సుదృఢ విశ్వాస కోరి భజో భజో చైతన్యమిత సుదృఢ విశ్వాస కోరి భజో భజో చైతన్యమిత సుదృఢ విశ్వాస కోరి చైతన్యమిత సుదృఢ విశ్వాస కోరి విశ్వాచార్య శరసి మజియా ముఖ్య బోలు హరి హరి విశ్వాచార్య పాషన విదర సునిదార గుణదాత సునిదార గుణదాత పశుపతి జుర పాషన విదర సునిదార గుణదాత సంసారే మజ్జియా రహిరి పరియా శ్రీపదే మహిళ ఆశ సంసారే మహిళ ఆశ संसारे मजिया रहिले परिया सुपद महिलो आसो आत्मन करना गुंजाए सुनना कोले लोकन दास आत्मन करना गुंजाए सुनना कोले लोकन परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तरस्त श्री श्रीमारेषि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। कंठराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। निपा गौर परमानंदे हरि समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। आगे श्री समुद्र भवति आगे श्री समुद्र भवति आगे श्री समुद्र भवति आदेश श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग। Translation to this bhajan. O Hari, O merciful Lord, all glories to you, the Lord of Radha. Many times... Oh, am I reading the wrong thing? Oh, I'm sorry. I turned the page. That's a nice song, too. Sri Gaur Nityananda Dhara, the mercy of Sri Gaur Nityananda. So the reason I didn't read it, when I got requested to read it, because it's not a translation, it's a whole purport. But here it goes. This is a song by Lochandas Thakur. Pahu means Lord and Dwijana means two. Lochandas Thakur declares that the two Lords, Nitya Gaur Chandra, Lord Nitya and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful, Parama Karuna. Sadavatar Sarashinamani. Avatar means incarnation and Sabha means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful, Kevalananda Kanda, for they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Ram and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya Nityananda introduced a process that is simply joyful, simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lochandas requests everyone, Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brother, I request you that you just worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction, Vishvas Kuri. But what is the process? The process is Visharacharya Sarasya Majiya. If one wants to become Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. That is the only restriction. If one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Mukhe Bala Hari Hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. Dekho ore bhai tribhu vane nai. Lochandas Thakur says, my dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry, what to speak of human beings. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jayakanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join, what to speak of human beings. Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant, but if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt this process of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Parashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt. But Lochandas Thakur regrets that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, "My dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement." Ruchandas Thakur Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, The Killing of the Demon Putana. Okay, text number 9. Word meanings, Tam, that Putana Rakshasi, Tikshna Chittam, having a very fierce heart for killing the child. Ati Vama Chishtitam, although she was trying to treat the child better than a mother. Viksha Antara, seeing her within the room. Kosha Parichada Asivat, like a sharp sword within a soft sheath. Varastriyam, the very beautiful woman. Tat Prabhara, by her influence. Cha, also, darshite, being overwhelmed. Nirikshamani, we're seeing. Janani, the two mothers. He, indeed, atishtatam, they remain silent without prohibiting. Tang tishna chittam ativama cheshtitam. Vikshantara kosha parichad dashivat. Parastriyam tat prabhaya cha darshite. Nirikshyamane janani yatishtatam. Tikshna chittam ati vama cheshtitam. Vishantara kosha
parikshadisravata.
Vishantara kosha Yurikshyamane janani
yatishtha.
Tam tikshna chittam ati vama cheshtitam. Vikshyantara kosha paritcha dasivat. Paraskriyam tat prabhaya cha darshite. Nirikshyamane janani yatishtatam. Tatam tikshna chittam ati vama cheshtitam. Vikshantara kosha paritcha dasivat. Varastriyam tat prabhaya cha darshite. Nirikshyamane janani yatishtatam.
Ladies.
Tam tikshna chittam ati vama cheshtitam. Vishvam Tarata Shata Vichya Dasivat Varastriyam Tat Pravata Dasite Nirishvamane Janani Yatishtatam. Translation. Putanam Rakshasi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. Thus she resembled a sharp sword in a soft sheath. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated the child like a mother. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although Putana was an outsider, and although she personified fierce death, because the determination within her heart was to kill the child, when she directly came and placed the child on her lap to offer the child her breast to suck, the mothers were so captivated by her beauty that they did not prohibit her. Sometimes a beautiful woman is dangerous because everyone, being captivated by external beauty, Maya Mohita, is unable to understand what is in her mind. Those who are captivated by the beauty of the external energy are called Maya Mohita. Mohita nabi janati mamebya param avyayam. Bhagavad Gita 7:13. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum durashayaye bahirartha manina. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:531. Here, of course, the two mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, were not Maya Mohita, deluded by the external energy, but to develop the pastimes of the Lord, they were captivated by Yoga Maya. Such Maya Moha is the action of Yoga Maya. Om Jnanati Manandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milita Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Tang Tikshna Chittam Ativama Chishtitam. Dikshantara Kosha Parichadhasi Vat. Varastriyam Tat Prabhaya Chadarshite Nirikshamane Janani Yatishtitam. Putana Rakshasi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. Thus she resembled a sharp sword in a soft sheath. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated a child like a mother. This is touching on one theme that comes up often in Srimad Bhagavatam, how that which looks attractive to us is not always for our benefit. The whole material world, of course. The whole material world, it looks beautiful. Of course, it is beautiful because it belongs to Krishna. We don't completely reject it, but it's beautiful in a kind of, it's Krishna's energy, so it's beautiful. It has part of his attraction. Krishna is all attractive. The material energy is also attractive, having come from him. But it's an illusion. It's an attractive illusion. It's not really what it appears to be. So Putana Rakshasi, she's a Rakshasi. We'll see when she gets killed how her horrible features will come out. The Rakshasas are not beautiful, they're very ugly. They tend to be, of course they can take different forms, but their normal form, their original form, tends to be ghastly looking, disformed, scary looking. They're cannibals, they eat other human beings, so they have nice teeth for doing that. But, so that was who she was underneath the costume. But she's transformed herself here to look so beautiful. Ativama chishtitam. probably translates this as, although she was trying to treat the child better than a mother. So I looked up the, as I sometimes do, I looked up each word to try to get more of a sense of what's... So Ati means very much. Prabhupada often, or just very, Prabhupada often used it. There's one letter where he says, I am feeling very much ecstatic in receiving your letter. So Ati is like that. And Bhama means beautiful or splendid. And Chaitanya means activities. So she was acting in a very beautiful, attractive way. As you know, the Prabhupada says, she was trying to treat the child better than a mother. So she was trying to be so extraordinary in her appearance that no one would even question what she was doing. And of course, she was pulling it off. Even Rohini and Yashoda were just watching. Here's a stranger walking into town, walks right into Krishna's room, picks up Krishna to nurse him. Of course, nursing others' babies wasn't as extraordinary then. Nurse this word. Of the seven mothers, one of them is nurse, and that's what it means. It means a wet nurse. It doesn't mean an RN. Of course, an RN is also a kind of mother, caregiver, but nurse means a wet nurse. So women, especially aristocratic women, they would let other women nurse their babies. So this is what she did. She walked in and she looked so beautiful. No one could think any bad thoughts about her. They've shown, actually, psychologists, they do all kinds of tests or things. So one thing they found is that handsome people or beautiful people are generally considered to be good. They show pictures of people. If a person is good looking, then people will tend to say, well, this is the, you know, they show an ugly person, a beautiful person. Well, the beautiful person is obviously the good person, and the other one is the person who's in jail, probably. So we just have this natural correlation in our mind between beauty and goodness. Of course, the ultimate good is beautiful, or the ultimate beautiful is good. Truth and beauty. This whole idea of truth and beauty. Is truth beautiful? Of course, the absolute truth, Om Tat Sat, is Krishna. And he's Krishna. He's all attractive. So we have this sense. So here, how can anybody think anything bad about this person who's so beautiful? Obviously, this person's not going to do anything bad. But what does it say about her? Kosha Parichada Asiva. She's like a sharp sword within a soft sheath. So she looks so beautiful. It looks so beautiful outside, soft and gentle outside, but inside is a fierce, fierce heart. Tikshna chittam, having a fierce heart for killing the child. This is what she was there for, just to kill the child. So we're seeing this here in Puttana, and we see it come up in other pastimes. Of course, we know many times to get what they want, demigods or other powerful personalities sometimes transform themselves. Indra seems to like to do this, especially when he wants other people's wives. He just takes the form of the husband. Or even sometimes we put on a good face, act very nicely, and we have some ulterior motive. There's a story of Kasyapa and Diti. Diti was, of course, Diti is the mother of the Daityas, here in Yakshya, and the Kashipu, and the rest of the gang. So they're always terrorizing their cousins, actually, the Adityas, the Dodasha Adityas, the 12 sons of Aditi, who are their cousins. They're always terrorizing them, the sons of Diti. And then Lord Vishnu comes to the rescue, or Indra. Of course, Indra is one of the Dadashadityas, so he's an enemy to the Daityas. So Diti, she was upset that Hiranyakshana and Yakashipu were killed from the other side, Indra's side. So she served her husband. Diti served Kasyapa very faithfully, like a humble servant, for a long time, pleased him very much. And then So finally Kashyapa said, "So you've served me so nicely, now I'm ready to give you a benediction. What do you want?" She said, "I want a son, and that son, I want that son to kill Indra. That's the son I want, a son who is able to kill Indra." So Kashyapa says, "Ah, just see." Here's a verse I learned as a brahmachari. Sharapamoktsavam vaktaram vachascha shavanamritam hridayam kshiradharadam stunam kovirachishtitam. I remember reciting this verse for a sannyasi once. He said, "You know that verse?" So the verse says, a woman's face is like a blossoming lotus flower. Sharapamoktsavam vaktaram vachascha shavanamritam. Her words are like nectar to the ears. Hridayam kshiradharadam. But her heart is like a sharp razor. Stinam kovira chishtitam. Who can understand the actions of a woman? So, of course, he was a little upset at that point. And this came out. That's what she was doing. She had an ulterior motive the whole time. Something else was going on in her heart. On the outside, she was, imagine this was her desire. I want someone who's going to kill Indra. So she became pregnant, and Indra, he knew what was going on. He tends to know what's going on. So what did Indra do? Now Indra's heart is we can call his heart like a razor, some of the things he does sometimes. So what did he do? He cut the embryo up, first in 7 pieces and then 7 times again. He performed an abortion. He tried to anyway. That was Indra. He's thinking, "Oh, this baby in the womb is going to kill me. I have to protect myself." So he sliced it up into 49 parts. And they were crying. They came out. He said, "Maru, don't." It was said, "Maru, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry." So they called the Maruts, the 49 Marutas, which Prabhupada also says are the 49 kinds of air. I always think of that song, they call the wind Mariah, you know that old song? So these are the Maruts. So they, I don't know if there's a connection, but in my mind there is. So what happened actually, we all made friends, we all became friends at that point, and everybody lived happily ever after. Because Dicky was actually very happy. "Oh, now I have 49 children, and they're all very nice. So Indra, everything's okay." Then she'd done, because Shepherd directed her how to perform some other sacrifice. So that's the way it started off. She had some cruel intention within her heart. Somehow it played out okay at the end. So similarly with Putana, of course, what was her cruel intention? Putana is often quoted by the Acharya. There's a famous verse that's been mentioned a couple of times. A whole bakiyam. This verse is when Vidura, of course, was traveling, and he met Uddhava. So this was after Krishna had departed from the world. And Uddhava was in great lamentation. So Vidura approached Uddhava and he asked him, "You know, how's it going with your family and so on? How are things?" His first response, I love this verse, this response by Uddhava, he says, "Krishna Jumani Nimro Chire, Gimesha Ajagarenaha." I don't remember the last 2 lines, but he said, "The sun of the world, Lord Krishna, has set, and our house has been swallowed by the snake of time. What can I say to you about our welfare?" So dejected. Uddhava was so dejected. And then he goes into a samadhi. And he enters the spiritual world, really. And in meditation, full absorption in Krishna. Then he returns and he starts glorifying Krishna. So one of the things he says in glorifying Krishna is this, refers to Putana. Aho Bhakti Yang Stanakala Kutam. So her name is Bhakti. This one, I always think of people with buck teeth. We used to call them Bucky when we were kids. All the little boys with buck teeth. So I hold Bucky. So there's a different Bucky. Bucky means the sister of Bakasura. So he says, "Oh, Aho, aho, pakiyang stomakala kutam. She had poison on her breast. Jigang saya para rati sadhvi, asadhvi. She had unchaste intention, bad intentions, asadhu. Nebegatim dhatri uchitam tatonyam, kambadayalam sharanam brajena. Now what happened to her? Dhatri. She became a nurse, Krishna's nurse. As Prabhupada would say, she attained the position of mother. So of course, the nurse is one of the seven mothers. So she got this, that was her goal. She became Krishna's mother eternally. So she came to poison Krishna, kill him, and she became his mother eternally. So Uddhava says, Kambadalam Sharanam Vajina. How can I take shelter of anyone more merciful than Lord Krishna? Or of whom should I take shelter? We're all looking for shelter in this world. Well, this person seems to be a good candidate. Lord Krishna, Putana came to kill him by poisoning him, and he accepted his mother because she was offering service. She was acting as a mother. So, of course, I don't know the whole backstory. These always have backstories. Who Putana was in the past, and she probably performed heaps of pious activities. But still, the example is there on the surface as we can see it. Krishna responded to some little bit of service. And that's the idea. Krishna responded to a little bit of service, and he awarded her everything. So this is the why devotees are attracted to Krishna. Why? There are so many reasons why devotees are attracted to Krishna, because he's Bhagavan. Especially these eight attractive qualities. They're so powerful. Just like in this particular story, the quality of beauty was so attractive that everyone was just overwhelmed. But we see how it can be dangerous, because it's powerful. Anything that's powerful is very dangerous, because that power can be misused. If you have a big, powerful weapon, you can do good with it by protecting, and you can do great harm with it also. So beauty, it can be very dangerous, the beauty of the material world. Krishna's reflected beauty. One of the nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam, this material world is like reflected light into the darkness. We take it as the real light, or we take the reflected light as the truth, but it's not the truth, it's not the original light. So this is reflected beauty, but it's not the real beauty. It doesn't have all the dimensions of the real beauty. So the real beauty is Krishna's beauty, and that's also dangerous. That's dangerous in another way. We're told in this wonderful verse from the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Smiram Bangitraya Parichitam Sachi Vistirna Drishtim Bangsi Nischadara Kisharavan Ujjalam Chandrakina Govindakyam Maritunam Etat Keshitirta Upakante Ma Prekshishtas Tavedi Sake Bandhu Sange Stiyanga. So that's the verse that says that if you want to keep your attachment to your family and friends, society, friendship, and love, the ma prekshishtas, don't look at this person. Smiram bangitraya parichitam. He's standing threefold bending form, casting sidelong glances. He's standing on the bank of the Yamuna at Keshigat. He's holding the flute to his lips, which are newly grown, like newly grown buds. And his form is effulgent in the moonlight. I always like this beautiful picture, because sometimes when I drive to Mangalartik in the morning and there's a full moon night, it's so beautiful sometimes. Sometimes I turn off my headlights on the road, there's no cars, and I drive a section of the road with no lights on because it's so bright with the moon, it's so beautiful. So Krishna's standing on the bank of the Yamuna, and he's Krishna, he's so beautiful, attractive. His earrings, it's also described how his earrings, they're like glowing, and they reflect against his cheeks. His dark cheeks, the beautiful light from Krishna's earrings reflect off his cheeks. So that beautiful vision, if you're attracted to that beauty, then you're going to forget all the attractive things of this world. So if you don't want that, if you don't want to lose your attraction to this world, if you're too attached, then you better not look at Krishna, that beauty. So of course what Rupa Goswami is doing, he's telling us in a negative way, you should be attracted to that. That's the real beauty. You should be attracted to Krishna. Look at Krishna. Really what he's saying. Look at Krishna. Lose your attraction to this world. Become attracted to that beauty. Then you'll get the real thing. The beauty of this world is always something insidious lurking behind it. Death is lurking behind it. The beauty of the flame that is behind it, death. So the beauty, there's a beautiful face, but what happens, death is there. Actually, it happens in reality. The beautiful form of anything in this world, ultimately, what happens to it is gone. Or a beautiful woman probably would give this example. As soon as the life leaves the body, who wants that beautiful dead woman? She's so beautiful, everyone is... another this verse by Kapila Dev. Balame pasyamaya strimaya jaino disha yakaroti padakantam bruvi jrindena kevalam. He said, just see the strength of my maya and the shape of a woman. The whole world follows after her footsteps. Padakantam, they're chasing after her heels. She's so powerful, just by the movement of her eyebrows, she can conquer all the directions. So the beauty of a woman is so powerful, it can make men keep men under their control, the greatest kings in history. So at night in the bedroom, they're slaves. And Prabhupada gave this example. They're great kings, but in the bedroom, they're slaves. The woman's beauty is so powerful. So that power is there, but then when a woman is dead, where's that beauty? Where is it now? What is this? Death is ghastly, it's horrible. It becomes so disgusting, we have to bury it 6 feet in the ground, or burn it, get rid of it. So that's the nature of the material beauty. But Krishna's beauty, of course, is eternal, everlasting. There's nothing bad behind it. There's only fulfillment, complete fulfillment and satisfaction for us in our eternal relationship. He's drawing us to him with his beauty, bringing us to our rightful position. So the verse again, tam tikshna chittam ativana chishtitam dikshantara kosha parichad bhasi vat varastriyam tat prabhaya chadarshite nirikshamane janani yatishtitam. Putana Rakshasi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. Thus she resembled a sharp sword and a soft sheath. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated the child like a mother. Any questions or comments? Oh, Shesha Prabhu.
Shesha Prabhu, you're describing how Putana got the position of a nurse. How is it possible? She rendered some service, you said. She rendered some service, but is it just the service alone? I mean, there's nothing internal in terms of her feeling or her emotions that awarded her that position, just the service alone?
Now, I probably should have read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this. So I don't know, actually. Does someone else know? There's probably some statement somewhere that she thought at a moment, she had a moment of Krishna consciousness, favorable or something like that. I don't know. Prajapati Prabhu?
Yes, when Lord Vamana appeared, she was in the court of Bali Maharaj and saw Vamana, and in her heart she wished that that could be her child.
Okay, so it springs from that. So she had at least one moment of really desiring to be Krishna's affectionate mother, and when she came back later, she was rewarded. So the whole pastime was set up like that. We know how devotees enter into Krishna's pastimes before they go back to Goloka Vrindavan, so this could be an example of that. Krishna needs demons in his pastimes, so he has something to do. Yeah. Bhagavati.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Such a nice class. I think also when she was in the court, she was not just in the court, she was Bali Maharaj's sister. So at first she had these feelings, what a darling boy, I wish I could have a boy like that for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he chastised Bali Maharaj, she became angry. I'd like to kill him for how he insulted my brother. Something like that.
Yeah.
But I had a comment also on the part when you were describing Diti and her problem with Indra. Because
mm-hmm.
I just read that part not so very long ago in the Bhagavatam. And when she had expressed her desire to her good husband, he was horrified, but he said, the only person that can help you attain your desire is Lord Vishnu. So you have to do devotional service. And he gave her a program of like regulated devotional practices. And there was some slip-ups in her practice mm-hmm. one day, and that's how Indra slipped in. But it said that the reason why, when it ended the way it did, that the brothers and Indra all becoming happy, she wasn't upset because she had become purified by the devotional mm-hmm. service. Because mm-hmm. I sometimes think about that verse you quoted about the, you know, the razor in the heart. You know, what to speak of those of us that have that. Maybe everybody in Kali Yuga, but the purifying process of devotional service is mm-hmm. is our hope.
Oh, good. Thank you. I hadn't reviewed the whole pastime. That was good. Premananda Guru Prabhu.
Oh, you have a question, because, you know, in the Vedas always explain about, you know, the beauty of the women, you know, how it's attractive and how we can, you know, fall into. But what about the beauty of the men?
Yeah, we get that. As I explained it last time I gave class, the Bhagavatam is written for men, specifically or generally speaking. That's the audience it's addressing, because the men were in control of everything. The men studied the Vedas, and the knowledge was disseminated through them. So that's one reason why we often see that it seems like the audience is men, so women are especially pointed out as a problem. But we saw in Kapila Dev, he also says the same thing. At least he gives one verse where he says a woman also shouldn't be attracted to men. So of course it happens in both directions. But that seems to be the case where, of course, Prabhupada also does make in places he talks about even where women, even here, of course, the women are, they're like, wow, this woman is so beautiful. Whereas men usually don't react that way to men so much. Prabhupada tends to make that. They're called the fair sex. He used that term. So generally beauty is more of a feminine quality. In fact, I'm thinking that the qualities of Krishna that are mentioned in the Gita, is beauty mentioned as one of them, the feminine qualities? I forget if beauty is one of them. Of women I am, no, not one of those. I just discovered, by the way, I never knew this, I always wondered, what does this mean? Of women I am, fame, fortune, speech, these things. And I just read a commentary by Baladev Vidyabhushan, I think it was. And he says, "But these are actually the deities he's referring to. Krishna is referring to the deities. Krishna has his shaktis. So Bhu, Shri, Nila, these different shaktis. So these are all shaktis of Krishna. So women, I am the shakti fame, the shakti fortune, Charan. That's what Krishna is referring to when he quotes this verse. And of course, they're all feminine. They're Krishna's, they're shaktis of Krishna. So when Krishna says, a woman, I am, he's referring to these personalities. So, anyway, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.